I know that the program tonight is pretty packed, so the good thing is that my message is really short, so that's a good thing. My message tonight to the youth, especially the ones that just recently got baptized 2 weeks ago, and the church, is on spirituality. Is it possible for there to be spirituality at our New Life Romanian Church? Spirituality means that the point in your life when you figure out your purpose, the highest point in your life, and you understand your purpose of your life, and that you should be every day, just the way you guys sing, și dimineața, și seara, every day, every moment of your life, not just in 1 week and not just every other day, but every single day. What our parents want from us, what our church wants from us, and what God really wants from us. Many parents and or churches are concerned for the youth, and that's and this is something normal since we are the future of our church. Okay, they want what's best for us. They pray that we, the youth, will grow to love and serve the Lord. And should our parents, church, and most importantly, God, expect us to be spiritually minded, especially as most of you are going through the period of adolescence? And when all of us are confronted on every side by immorality and materialistic things, and is it possible for there to be spirituality in our youth? If so, how and why should our youth want to focus on developing spirituality? And of course, the answer is yes, it's possible. And there's some examples in the Old Testament. We have Joseph resisting fornication. We have David fighting for God's honor. We have Daniel choosing not to defile himself. We have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refusing to worship and idols. These young men our age displayed faith and sacrificed their youth in service for God. New Testament examples. We have Mary who found favor with God and rejoiced in him. And then we have Jesus preaching to the disciples in Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And if anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it will be better for them to have a large milestone hung around their neck and to be drowned in depths of the sea." And then we have young Timothy, and the Apostle Paul writes to him in letter to Timothy, 1 Timothy 4-12, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech and conduct and love and faith and impurity." And there's certainly room in God's kingdom for service of young people. Even today, many of us demonstrate our faith and service that it is possible for there to be spirituality in our youth and New Life Romanian Church. But in answering whether it's possible, we must also say that it's not easy. Okay? The reason it's not easy, because there's struggles within us. There's inward struggles. And those are the lust of flesh, which wages war with the soul. 1 Peter 2, verse 11 says, "Dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles to abstain from sinful desires which wage war against your soul." Example number two is the lust of the eyes, greed which would drown the soul. Galatians 5:16-17 says, So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desire what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. And then the pride of life, which I'm sure a lot of us has the same problem. Arrogance, which also pulls one away from God. 1 Timothy 6:9-11 says, "Those who want to get rich fall into temptation, and they trap into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people to ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from faith and pierced themselves for many griefs. But you, man of God, flee from this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. All of these are the fruit of the Spirit." And there's also warfare, outward warfare. And what I mean by this is peer pressure and being encouraged to do evil. These are all satanic influences that weigh heavily upon our youth today. False teachings, tradition of men according to the world, not Christ. Philosophy and empty deceit. We talked about this 2 days ago at our couples on Friday. And I'm going to read Colossians 2, 6 to 10. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him. Amen. Rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes your captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human traditions and the elemental spiritual forces of the world rather than our Christ. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. And then we have hypocrisy and apathy in members of the church. Revelations 2:4, Jesus says, "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love." Never forget your first love. Revelations 3:15 says, "I know your works, that you are neither cold or hot. I could wish you were cold or hot." And how can we do this? Can our youth be spiritually minded when we are confronted with this everyday struggle within, inward and outward? And of course, the answer is yes as well. To overcome this struggle, there's the power in Christ. And everyone knows Philippians 4:13. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Amen. God is always ready to help us, help our youth be spiritually strong. And also, God always provides us tools. God provides everything that our youth needs to be spiritually strong. Psalm 119, verse 9 and 11. "How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word." And Philippians 4, 6 through 7, through prayer. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understandings, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And of course, we have the church. Before we end our response, the first question that I ask, is it possible there to be spirituality in our youth, a new life remaining church? And not only is it possible, but it's needed. Many young people have proven to be so, and I gave you some examples. Despite their struggles they faced within inward and outward, by trusting in the Lord and looking to Him for strength, and ensuring that their lives are blessed by God from start to finish. And the last question I want to leave you guys with is, do you want the best that life has to offer? If so, then take example. Let Joseph, Daniel, Mary, and Timothy be your role models. Accept the call to serve God in the prime of your youth. If you serve the Lord with all your heart, you will not be disappointed. Amen. Amen.